But I think the coldest probably around here is 30 below.
Okay.
But I didn't reach out this way.
Okay. And that's 30 below?
Zero.
Okay. And in the wintertime, I'm sure this probably happened to you somewhere, because you have to work all winter, have to be out with the cows. Did you ever get so cold that you got injured? I don't know, what would you call that?
Frostbite?
Yeah. Is that familiar? I mean, were there different kinds of frostbite that you might get?
I suppose light and heavy, I don't know.
Okay. I just wondered if there were different kinds depending on how severe it was.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you? Did you ever get
frostbite? No, I never did.
Okay. When it's really cold outside, do you have a word for that? I mean, when the ground gets really, really frozen, is there a word that you have for that?
Cold.
Okay. You ever heard of a hard freeze?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that different than a frost?
Yes.
What's the difference?
The frost, I'd say, just kind of nips everything on top, and hard freeze, it cools down.
Okay. So it really freezes the ground instead of just the plants.
Yeah.
Okay. Since it snows out here so much, I was wondering if you have different names for different kinds of snow. Are there different kinds of snow that you can think of that fall? Are there different names for snows that fall?
Heavy and light, I guess.
Okay. How about a wet snow? You ever
yeah,
use that
wet
word?
Snow. Generally in the spring.
Okay. Usually in the spring?
Mm-hmm.
How about a dry snow?
Dry snow in the winter.
Do you have other names for that? Ever hear it called powder?
Yeah, I've heard it called powder.
Okay. Any other types of snow that you think of? How about snow that's mixed with a little ice? Do you have a name for that? It has a little ice.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they call it hominy snow.
Hominy snow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sleet.
Sleet. You ever hear it called snee?
No. Snee?
Snee.
No.
Okay. Have you got any names for thin ice? Is that something that's familiar to you? Real thin ice, maybe over a pond or something? Is there a name you have for that?
Yeah, think of it.
Okay. How about when it warms up in the spring? What do you call that?
Thaw.
Thawing out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Okay. Spring thaw.
I was wondering about, since it's been so windy today, I was wondering about different kind of wind storms that they have out here. What are the different kinds of wind storms that they might have? They have different names for those.
Well, a blizzard would be one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And heavy wind and light wind.
Okay. How about a real bad one that could tear your house up?
Cyclone.
Yeah. You ever call them anything else? Besides a cyclone?
And twisters, I guess.
Okay. Y'all call them tornadoes here?
Yeah, I guess they do call them tornadoes.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a difference between a cyclone and a tornado?
I don't know. What is a cyclone? Is that in the water?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you. I figured you might know.
Yeah.
But you hear them called cyclones here.
Yeah, I've heard them.
Okay. Is that something you would use? You'd call it a cyclone?
I guess I'd call it a tornado.
Okay.
Very twisted. Yeah.
What would you call it when the wind picks up?
Gale.
Gale? Okay. The wind's getting ready to gale or something like that? Would you say that?
I'd say it's getting ready to blow.
Getting ready to blow.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. How about when the wind is letting up or declining, what would you say?
Well, the wind's going down.
Wind's going down. Okay. A couple of these are comparisons. I was just wondering if you were outside and it was a hot day and you would say, boy, today it's hotter than, what would you say?